Industry leaders at the annual AutoVision conference don't like what they see coming. NAFTA 2.0 negotiations are ongoing, companies are paying tariffs for some steel and aluminum imports, and domestic metals prices are increasing as demand goes up. Add to that the prospect of auto import tariffs President Trump is exploring, and executives like John Mark Hack see trouble ahead.
Any time that you use government to choose winners and losers, you create uncertainty in the marketplace, and that's rarely good for business.
Hack is with the Bristol Group, a commercial construction firm based in Lexington, Kentucky. He says the national security tariffs on foreign steel have caused the price of American steel to go up. That not only affects the price of cars and trucks, it also means the cost of construction or expanding a facility will increase. And Hack says the administration's approach to tariffs and trade ignores the global nature of the modern auto industry.
What is an American-made vehicle at this point? There are cars produced in every state from Michigan to Georgia and that are not made by quote-unquote American companies.
Companies can apply for exemptions to the tariffs through the U.S. Department of Commerce. Some area manufacturers, like Constellium, with a location in Bowling Green, Kentucky, have already applied for exemptions to aluminum tariffs. But the process can be burdensome and risky, as President and CEO of Murakami Manufacturing USA, located in Campbellsville, Kentucky, points out.
I think that's probably the biggest issue. It's not so much the intellectual property around it, but because of all the financial data that you have to share, the details, the level of detail that they're asking for, that is just a concern.
Rodenberg says he isn't sure it's worth applying for tariff exemptions because of all the financial and proprietary information that would be public once they apply. Misty Rice is the Director of Government Affairs for Magna International, an automotive supplier with about 19 locations in the Ohio Valley region and more than 27,000 U.S. employees. Rice says Magna has lost $60 million from the steel and aluminum tariffs so far and expects to lose another $30 million by the end of the year.
And we believe that this is an industry under siege.
Rice also challenges the administration's justification for tariffs.
We reject the implication that, again, that this is any kind of a national security threat.
Ann Wilson is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Motor Equipment and Manufacturers Association, a trade association for the auto industry. She argues that the tariffs on steel, aluminum, and possible taxes on auto parts and vehicles could become the real economic security risk.
Large global players may decide to manufacture other places. They may take their investment other places.
The Commerce Department is currently investigating whether automotives and parts pose a national security threat. The department could recommend tariffs of up to 25%. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Lexington, Kentucky.